Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk and our Power Hour for Inside Black and Gold. Happy to welcome in now Will Birchfield, Lions reporter for 97.1 The Ticket. How you doing, Will? You ready for this playoff game on Sunday?
Yeah, no, we're fired up. I'm actually across from Ford Field as we speak, and you can already feel the energy in downtown Detroit beginning to buzz. So, yeah, the city's been waiting for this one for 2 weeks now and also 65 years. They're pretty fired up.
So you were y'all were on the road. It was in Tampa last year, correct? No.
No, Lions were home last year for two games, the Rams, the Bucks, and went on the road to San Fran.
Gotcha. You know, so what is does it feel different this year? Because you look at the Lions and everything about this season would indicate this should not have gone the way it did, right? Like, you get all these injuries, even like a David Montgomery goes down, you think he's lost for the season, and then it's like, oh, wait, no, he's actually got some super growth or healing factor, like Wolverine, just like, actually, I'm back. It's kind of fascinating because, you know, we watched the season with the Saints, and one of the reasons we're like, this couldn't have gone well. They had all these injuries. Well, the Lions were dealing with an insane number of injuries, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, and just kept winning. I mean, 15-2, it's crazy. So is there just this kind of belief factor with that team that even when things don't go well, they just find a way?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's why, for my money, Dan Campbell is worthy of Coach of the Year. And obviously, he was someone who was groomed in New Orleans under Sean Payton and still speaks about Payton in glowing terms. And, you know, I probably would have cast my vote for Kevin O'Connell, even entering that season finale, just given the work he had done with Sam Darnold to turn him into what looked like maybe a franchise quarterback from a bust. But for Dan Campbell to take it to the Vikings and O'Connell not once but twice this year with a completely injury-ravaged defense just spoke volumes about the way that he and his coaching staff get their guys prepared to play each week and then get them to buy into the game plan. Dan Campbell has this uncanny ability to forecast the way a game is going to unfold and how his team is going to need to play like quarter by quarter to win that game. And he breaks it down to his players, typically the Friday before each game. And you know, they'll tell you most weeks it goes almost exactly according to his script. And so no matter who they send out there, the players are fully bought into the plan. And then they obviously just play their tails off and then some for not just Campbell, but Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson and the rest of these coaches here. There is such a trust, mutual trust between the coaches and the players. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons for this 14-2 team. You know, it's crazy. If you had told me in August that they'd be missing half of their defensive starters for most of the season, including Aiden Hutchinson, who was playing at a defensive player of the year level, and Ali McNeil and Alex Anzalone and all these stars, I would have honestly pondered whether 15-2 or 2-15 was more likely. And the fact that they have made it the former is a huge testament to Campbell and his coaches.
Yeah, you brought up the assistant coaches there, the offensive defensive coordinator with the Lions. Both have been in hot pursuit. Teams have been in hot pursuit of them for head coaching positions. down here in New Orleans, we are interested, obviously, Aaron Glenn, who was here for some time and has interviewed virtually for the head coaching spot here. Just curious, some of your insights on what he's brought to this Lions team overall. We've gotten a little taste of what he was like in New Orleans, but just what's he been like as the DC in Detroit?
Yeah, his players swear by him. And I'll start by saying this. I have felt really ever since the Saints fired Dennis Allen that Aaron Glenn was destined for New Orleans and destined for that head coaching job. And I know they interviewed him for that vacancy before hiring Dennis Allen. And by all accounts, Aaron Glenn showed really well. It just made more sense at the time, I think, for the team to hire internally. But I really believe that he will be coaching the Saints next season. I know the Jets will have a say in this matter as well. But anytime Aaron Glenn talks about his time in New Orleans, and it's quite often, he speaks about the franchise and the city and even the ownership in really glowing terms. And you know, people around the league might look at the Saints head coaching opening as maybe the least attractive, just given the salary cap situation and the team's like general trajectory for the past 3-4 years. I think Aaron Glenn looks at it and sees it as an awesome opportunity to come back to a team where he spent 5 years as a coach and a year as a player and restore that franchise to what it was when he was part of it. And you know, the same thing lured Dan Campbell to Detroit. He once played here and he saw a job that he could leave a legacy at and that he could bring pride back into the city and into the fan base. I think Aaron Glenn views the Saints job the same way. Anyway, to answer your question, he has much like Dan Campbell, a really sharp mind for the game, and then he has the ability to rally his players and to get them to believe in what he's telling them. And, you know, the Assistant Coach of the Year award should go to Aaron Glenn. I can't believe this is still a top 10 scoring defense with all the attrition. And, you know, the ultimate argument for Aaron Glenn's head coaching future was really in week 18 against the Vikings, an offense that had really killed everyone this year, including in some ways the Lions in that first game, and missing again half their starters. They come out and they just blitz Sam Darnold into oblivion, and Aaron Glenn may have broken Sam Darnold. I don't know if Sam Darnold will ever be the same, and Aaron Glenn's a big reason why. There was a poll last year, I think it was done by The Athletic, ranking the assistant coaches on opposing teams that players would most want to play for. And Aaron Glenn was far and away the number one ranked coach. I think that says maybe all you need to know about his ability to command a room, to rally a locker room, and to get players to buy into what he's selling.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeff, Will's got me pumped up.
No, and I think you make a really good point. Like, you know, people will look at the Saints situation and say, like, hey, this is a negative situation. But I think it's, you know, it's helpful when you have a guy who was there when everything was going real well and he understands how that can go well. You know, I guess just to stay on air, is there any story or moment or, you know, anecdote from the last couple of years that you think kind of encapsulates what you're talking about there with Aaron, with the Lions?
Yeah, you know, there was one moment in the first season, I believe, under Dan Campbell, when I forget who they had played, but the defense was ranked like last in the league, and they had just been bulldozed by some team, and they were 0-10-1, and Aaron Glenn on the following Monday took his defense out to the practice field with the physical tape of that prior game. The actual, like, you know, VHS. Maybe it was a
DVD. They buried it.
Yeah. And then he gave his guys each a lock and a key. And he just said, from here on out, we lock the effing gates. And they did play a lot better down the stretch. And I think some of that momentum spilled into the preceding or the succeeding seasons.
You know, that's actually a Sean Payton thing. I think he learned that from Sean Payton, the whole burying the tape thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And his players bought into it.
I was just going to go now to the offensive side of the ball and just curious what you've been hearing about where the likelihood of Ben Johnson is. Could it be with the Las Vegas Raiders?
Yeah, you know, I think it could be. It's amazing because I was talking about Ben Johnson's head coaching future at this time last week, and the Raiders weren't even on the radar. And then Tom Brady gets involved and vouches for Ben Johnson and recruits Ben Johnson to go take the interview. And now the Raiders are said to be enamored with Ben Johnson, which is not surprising. I mean, you know that guy would present well in a head coaching interview. He does have face of the franchise qualities and obviously one of the sharpest offensive minds in the game. I just... The one thing about the Raiders that gives me pause is, I mean, what kind of roster there are you taking over? And I think Ben Johnson, maybe unlike Aaron Glenn, would prefer to land somewhere where he has clear pieces in place, including a quarterback. It's one reason why, to me, like, Jacksonville is a sneaky dark horse here. I know they're far from the most glamorous NFL franchise, but with Trevor Lawrence there and some other intriguing offensive pieces, and in a market where Ben Johnson won't face the same level of scrutiny as a place like New York. He's also interviewed out there with the Jets. I wonder if that's a better fit for him. But anytime Tom Brady's involved, it's kind of hard to bet against him. So he'll be in town here this weekend. He's calling the game on Fox, Lions Commanders. And no one's really even sure if he's allowed to talk to Ben Johnson on the field before tomorrow's game, like commentator to coach, because he's also a minority owner of the Raiders. So right. Ben Johnson was asked this week, like, are you allowed to talk to him? And he was like, above my pay grade. I have no idea. So,
yeah, but you should find out. Yeah.
Work there, but Brady certainly makes the Raiders an option, at least, for Ben Johnson.
It's interesting. You know, another thing that's going to come up this weekend that, you know, I assume most people have watched the Lions. Lions are on primetime all the time, so it's not like they're going to catch anyone by surprise. But, you know, if you flash back to last year against the 49ers, fourth down decisions, everyone's freaking out like, hey, I can't believe he's making all these crazy calls on fourth downs. And I'm like, guys, it's only crazy if you haven't been paying attention because this is Dan Campbell's whole thing. His nickname is Dan Gamble for a reason. Like, he's making these leverage decisions to give them the best chance to win. If the numbers say go, if he feels like he's going to gain an advantage, he's going to go. Sometimes it feels crazy, like, you know, going on fourth down rather than kicking a field goal to win a game or basically win a game. You know, I think it was the Packers game. I can't recall exactly which one, but it was like, that seems like even for a guy like that seems pretty, pretty bold. But, you know, I just think as we get into this game, it's important to remind people, like, this is probably going to happen. You're probably going to be sitting there at home saying, oh, he's definitely going to kick here. Like, what do you mean he's not going to kick here? This is insane. And I'm just curious, from someone who watches that all the time, did it take a while to adjust to that level of boldness on the fourth down decisions? Like, where do you land on that subject?
Yeah, it did. You know, and it was interesting because the first year he was doing it out of necessity. For an undermanned roster, it was a way to steal possessions, and it was the only way that they could stay in games. Now they do it as a way to win games. I mean, I'm glad you referenced the numbers because he really does trust what the analytics say in most cases. And I think a lot of people view Campbell as an old school traditional coach, and they view those decisions as sort of rash and reckless in the moment. But if you look at the decision to go for it on fourth down or not go for it based on win probability added, that the two teams in the NFL who have made the right decision most often this season are the Lions and the Commanders, who are obviously playing each other tomorrow night. And so this is a game where maybe the punters can just hang out at home and watch on TV. I don't know how often they'll be called into duty, but when Dan Campbell makes those decisions, he's not doing it from this place of, I'm going to show you that we're tougher. He's doing it because the Lions, based on the numbers, gain the advantage. And because they have such a strong offensive line that they can more often than not convert fourth and one, two, or three. And so I think that's part of it that's probably ignored by those analytics, is that like the equation, the math is swung in the Lions' favor because of their personnel. He trusts their personnel, and most times the players come through.
Yeah, and I'm sure they spend a lot of time working on those fourth down plays, so they probably run them as well as anybody as well at the same time. Yeah.
The Lions, I know, a steep favorite in this game, 9.5 points. For you, what are the keys in this matchup against the Commanders team that, man, oh, man, they're dangerous, too, with Jaden Daniels under center?
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge number for a divisional weekend playoff game. I think the key here for the Lions is basically, can they run it the way they've run it most of the season while also getting David Montgomery back? You know, the Commanders' run defense has been pretty weak all season long. I know it's been maybe a little better of late, but I think the Lions can control the game in that regard. And then defensively, it's just limiting Jaden Daniels when he's out of the pocket. I was talking about this earlier today, like when the Lions played the Bills and Josh Allen killed him anytime he got out of the pocket, not by scrambling, but by making those off-script throws downfield when receivers extend their routes and the secondary loses contain and he finds a guy for a 40 or 45-yard bomb. It, to me, and even Alex Anzalone said this week, you know, like he's going to escape the pocket. He's going to make some plays with his legs. But when he's out of the pocket, we have to plaster in the secondary. We have to find our guys, eliminate those big plays in the air. And I think the Lions, on the whole, will be able to do that. And I think just with their offensive firepower that they'll pull away late in this game. I actually think they will end up covering. I think it's a high-scoring back-and-forth game for most of it. But I think a late touchdown or a couple late drives, fourth quarter by the Lions, swing this game and this spread in their favor.
Want to appreciate the time, Will. Have a great time at the game, and hopefully be seeing you maybe in New Orleans for the big game.
Yeah, I would love nothing more, man. I came down there for Mardi Gras in my college days and discovered they sold both big-ass beers and huge-ass beers.
Yeah, they're different. They're different. Yeah.
So I'm trying to come back down there to get me some of those.
Awesome stuff, Will. Appreciate your time, man, and have a great game.
All right, you guys too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Will.
Will Birchfield covering the Lions for 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.